Hello and welcome to The Parting Shot, your dose of everything pop culture. I'm H. Allen Scott. You want to know something about me? I'm not really a music person. Like, it just doesn't move me in the same way it seems to affect other people. I struggle to find things to listen to, and if forced to put on music in the car, I'll just put on the same thing I listen to over and over again. And don't get me started on live music. Oh, that's the worst. The people, and it's usually hot, and it never sounds as good as it does on the album. Like, why waste your money, you know what I mean? However, it's that time of year when I'm forced to pretend to be into music because it's Grammys season. The favorites going into the awards are Taylor Swift, of course, along with SZA and Billie Eilish, among others. Now, I wish I could say I know who exactly is going to win, but it's just, like I said, not my thing. I don't really know. But I also feel like the Grammys are one of the weirdest award shows out there because the people you'd expect to win never do. Like, I even say, like Adele was even like, why isn't Beyonce winning? Like, I mean, even the winners are like, why am I winning? So, you know, it's a weird show. But in the end, do you watch the Grammys to see who wins, or do you watch for the performances? I kind of think you watch for the performances. I feel like most people do, at least. So, because I'm bad at music, I figured I'd bring on a friend who at least knows a thing or two about music. Today I'll be joined by John Arthur Hill. You can listen to him Monday through Thursday on SiriusXM's Radio Andy, and you can see his fantastic live show all over the country. Literally, if there's anyone that I could just, like, sit down and talk with about pretty much anything, but music in particular, John would be the person to do it with, and it's just a really fun chat. I think you're going to like it. So let's get to it. Go on and grab a snack, because I'll be right back with John Arthur Hill.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
John, my friend who knows music, hello. I wanted you to do this today because when I did your show, your SiriusXM show, which is, you know, plug, good for you. That's a good moment. You seemed shocked when I said, because you asked, like, oh, what music do you want? Because I guess it's serious. You can have any song you goddamn want. And I was like, right. Oh, I don't care about music. I don't know music. I don't understand music. And you were like shocked by that.
Most people have an in at some point, an entry point at somewhere in their life for a kind of music they like. But you really didn't have anything.
I don't have anything. That's not my thing. Music is not my thing. I mean, I know music. I will say this is a moment. This is a humble brag moment. I was a plus one, I will say, but I was not. I was still in the presence. I went to Sia's house for her like love fest thing, and she had a choir there, and they were singing pop songs that I knew. Which A, that never happens, and B, it made me feel old because they were all songs from the 90s, and it was like literally my entire. So maybe I'm the same age as Sia, which shocks me.
I think I'm the same age as Sia as well. But let me stop you there. What are the pop songs, you know, 90s pop songs?
Well, yeah, I know what was playing on the radio when I was in high school, basically, or that I like loved as a kid kind of thing. And that's where literally my music knowledge kind of ends in college for me. And then I stopped caring.
Part of what we do on my show is we do talk about that. Like, it comes down to what songs if you were ever listening to the radio, mm-hmm. those are the songs you quote unquote know.
Yeah.
Which is what I always find with my guests. And for me, my knowledge is also limited because I stopped listening to the radio as a lot of us did when I stopped driving to school every day, driving to college, driving around in my car.
Well, that's shocking for you to say because you work in radio, John.
I know. Well, also, when MP3 players came out, when digital music came out, it was not radio roulette. You know, it was like not what a Hot 102.7 was just going to feed you. It's now listening to? I mean, what music are we even listening
well,
to?
Well, that's
now,
why so. I love on things like Spotify or like Apple or whatever, because I don't, I'll end up listening to the same thing over and over and over again because I don't know what, where to go or what to look for, that they put these like lists together, and I can never do the one they put together for me, like based on my listening, because it's bad, you know, and it always gives me bad things. So I do the curated ones.
Mine too. I don't know where I'm going for new music. Here's what I used to do. I used to go to Blockbuster Music at the listening station, not video, but Blockbuster Music. And they, yes.
Was it Blockbuster brand? Was it the video brand?
Oh, yeah.
I did not know they had a music like thing.
In the 90s, probably 1994, 95, there was Blockbuster Music. It was almost as if someone had surgically removed the music section of a Borders or Barnes and Noble and made it its own store. Oh. There were listening stations. You'd put the headphones on. You'd say, out of these 10 things, what do I respond to? For me, it was Jan Arden Insensitive.
Yeah,
it was
the bitch
whatever
song,
lesbian.
Meredith Brooks, bitch. You
right,
know,
exactly.
It was Sean Colvin, Sonny's Still Coming Home.
Thank you.
Yes.
That is my bailiwick.
Wow.
And so that's where I would go for to test out new songs, see what I responded to. But now I just ask the great AI in the sky of Spotify, what am I supposed to like? And it tells me some random indie Canadian lesbian, which is, by the way, pretty close.
Yes. It's still Sean Colvin.
I sometimes wonder, I think we're in a dry spell, a little bit of a musical Sahara desert.
Well, and this is controversial of me, but I think the popularity of Taylor Swift is sort of like the vanilla latte situation happening in pop culture. It's like we're in a boring moment for pop culture, that the only good thing we have is actually Taylor Swift giving out friendship bracelets, which is like, pardon my French, but it's fucking lame. Like we're all in our, literally collectively, even if you are younger or older, we're all collectively in our 30s here. So like, let's stop with the friendship bracelets and obsessing over Taylor Swift, is my opinion.
There's so many layers to the Taylor Swift thing. First of all, I'm a hater, I think, when it comes to TV and movies a lot of times, but I'm a music lover. So I can, not that I love everything, but I'm not a, I can get into loving Taylor. I can find something in kind of everyone, music, movies and TV. I can pretty much hate it all, but music, I try to be as much as a lover as possible, not to quote a Taylor Swift song. But with her, again, people who are buying music and going to see shows is largely kind of the same as it always was. Teens and teen girls. And then those people grow up to be 30-year-old homosexuals. So that's,
yes,
where the friendship bracelets come in.
I suppose so. I feel like I look at the friendship bracelets, and I saw so many friends this summer at Taylor Swift shows exchanging friendship bracelets. Mm-hmm. And I realized that I have now a lot of ex-friends because they're losers. I just can't condone that type of activity. Now I can condone obsessing over Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, or like I can condone certain things, but the friendship bracelets is a line too far for me.
Of course, there is an inherent cynicism or irony in going hard and fast in the fandom of a Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. There is an earnest saccharinicity to friendship bracelet swapping.
Yeah.
But that is we've said, okay, here's your pocket. Okay, everyone in culture, the little bucket for earnestness is going to be Taylor Swift friendship bracelets. If you want that, that's the oasis you go for to participate in that.
Yeah. Oh.
And no. I don't usually participate in earnest.
Well, it also makes me think of, and I'm glad you brought up the listening stations at Blockbuster Music, because it reminds me of the Virgin Megastore, because I was in New York and they had the listening stations at Virgin. And it made me, I didn't think about this until just now when you brought this up. Like, we really were just like, let's go, any germs, put them on my ears. Like, I was in New York City, Times Square, going to, between works and jobs and gigs, going to in Times Square, a place to put something that was probably on the ears of thousands of probably disgusting people on my ears.
And you're fine. I'm just going to.
Am I? Because like my back hurts. Everything hurts when I stand up. I feel like I have to clean my ears a lot. I have dandruff. I don't know if I'm actually fine.
You should sue Virgin.
Oh.
Retroactively. Now, sue Virgin Airlines,
yes.
Hotels,
yes.
For the megastore damage.
This is Trump's America. This is Trump's America. And it's all because of those goddamn listening stations.
I just had a flash of Times Square when I think we were there at the same time.
Probably.
I think we're the same age kind of, but yeah. I remember my first Broadway show, running around town with my little friends in our Abercrombie parachute pants.
Oh, see,
or
I was never thin enough for Abercrombie, but go on.
Well, they were baggy, yeah. But I remember Did you ever go through a period? Let me just pose this simply to you. What is your thought on flip-flops in the subway of Manhattan?
Oh, no. No, there is no open-toed shoes happening in the city of New York, in the zip code, in any zip code that is Manhattan,
agreed,
Brooklyn, Queens, New Jersey, especially not Staten Island. And there's
but
grass there, but
do
no.
It.
People do it.
People I still
it.
See it.
Yes, and it's gross, and it's too much, and it's. I don't understand it. I do condone it in Los Angeles because there's a car culture here that allows you to escape the filth in a way that you cannot escape in New York City. If you are wearing open-toed anything that exposes your feet in New York City, you probably have some sort of disease.
Or spreading one.
Like the Virgin Megastore listening stations, ear diseases. Like there probably is. We probably all have these conditions. I bet you in like 40 years, scientists will learn that some cancer that we all have is because of those goddamn listening stations.
Yes. And then you can sue Michelle Branch. Because you wanted to listen to her album so bad, you had to put those dirty cans, the dirty cans.
I can't, I'm trying to think of a Michelle Branch song, but I can't now, but I know.
You're everywhere to
Oh,
me.
Yeah, there you go. That happens.
I love
Well, John, I need to ask you, so let's go over a little bit with the Grammys, because that is the thing that's happening in the world of music right now. And we both collectively, before we got on, and I even said in my intro too, I mean, maybe this is our age. I don't think it is, because I think the Grammys are also just kind of fucked up. But I know a lot of the nominees, I will say that, but I don't know all of them. And I can't even say I know many of the songs that are in the that are nominated for the major categories. Are you in the same boat?
I am absolutely in the same boat. I have a general knowledge of some of these people.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I think I am just now old, and that's okay.
Yes.
I sound like the old people when I was a teenager saying, what is this noise? Who are these whiny people?
Well,
and that's literally what I kind of feel like.
I mean, I kind of feel like too, but I will say that like what is interesting about this is in years past with the Grammys, they often nominated really kind of niche bands and artists that were in other genres that weren't necessarily popular, aren't on mainstream radio. And it feels like, especially with like, for example, Record of the Year, I know most of the names, which I think is an indication, like other award shows, like the Oscars going with 10 Best Picture nominees and having a focus more on sort of like, you know, broader nominating so that more people can watch the show, because it's all about ratings in the end and getting people to watch those commercials. So like, I feel like the Grammys kind of broadened it a little bit, because I know, like, the Record of the Year, we all know who, I mean, do you know who John Batiste is?
I do, yes.
Okay.
I'm not sitting at home.
I'm not listening to him, although
listening.
I did listen to the Disney soundtrack of that one Pixar movie that he did. I listened to that. I can't remember the name of the movie.
I really do. sure. I enjoy his music. What was the year that, well, I think it might have been last year, that out of nowhere, Bonnie Raitt won?
Yes. Which I liked to see. I enjoyed
well, of course.
That. That was nice, actually.
Let me ask you one thing.
Yes.
I know who votes for the Emmys, the Oscars, mm-hmm. the Golden Globes. Mm-hmm. Who is voting? Who are the Grammy voters?
Virgin Megastore managers.
Michelle Branch alone.
Yes, Michelle Branch alone. No,
and
I don't
Avril
know.
Lavigne.
I don't know. I don't know if it is like the Oscars where your respective branch.
Producers?
Because, I mean, I know that the Grammys organization has been in a lot of hot water over the years because of their leaders and certain accusations that have come from their leaders or from people against leaders of the organization. So I don't know if they've like made an effort to sort of change up who gets to vote or anything. I will say that I feel like the Beyonce snub of it all, of the major categories, probably led to changes in voting, I would assume. I don't know. Like, if Adele is up there winning a Grammy being like, Beyonce should have won, I feel like someone would have made a rule change.
And I'm just trying to figure out my metric for how to process the nominations, because I can say, oh, well, if it's a bunch of old white guy producers, they're probably going to give it to so-and-so.
Yeah.
If it's a bunch of new blood, then it'll probably, but I really don't. Otherwise, it's just left up to me and my, just to be honest, bad old taste.
Yes. You know? Yes, exactly. No, I feel you. Well, okay. So have you heard of Boy Genius before?
Yes. Now I am.
I don't know boy
okay,
genius.
Okay. When all is said and done, I am an alternative female rock. That's my core. Okay. I'm Bjork.
Oh,
I'm Tori
wait,
Amos.
The
I'm
girl,
Courtney Love.
All the women in the band. I did see them, I think, on SNL.
Yes, you did.
With Phoebe Timothy
Bridgers.
Chalamet.
There you go.
Yes. Yes. Okay. See, now that's how I know stuff, because of TV
yeah,
and film.
Exactly. Yeah. There is a, there, that's where we converge. I like them, but it, yeah, I'm
aren't
super
they,
into Phoebe Bridgers.
Aren't they just like, you know, Haim, but like more poppy?
And not related.
Oh, they're not related. Okay.
They're not related. I think it's kind of three solo artists, you know, who kind of did a.
Yeah. I mean, but we're all related kind of in the end, you know.
Aren't we, though?
Aren't we,
this
though?
Is all incestuous.
Aren't we, though? Yeah. Miley Cyrus, we know. I loved Flowers. Did you like Flowers?
Now, see, when Flowers hits my ears, I want to shut it off. But
why?
That's me.
Why?
It's something about the chord progression. I know it's a good,
what does that
well-written
mean? What did you
song.
Just say? What did you just say?
I am an emotional music listener. When things hit me, I either respond to it or don't. And I don't love the music of the song. And I love her, but...
Yeah.
It's not my favorite song.
I mean, I feel that. Now, did you respond to the chord progression? Is that what you just said?
Yeah.
What Was I Made For from Barbie, Billie Eilish?
Yes, more so.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, now that one hit me, but because of the visual element, I don't find mm-hmm. myself. I mean, sometimes I'll listen to it on its own, but again, mm-hmm. it's because I'm being nostalgic for the film and not so much for the song. Do you have that too?
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
And it was I saw a drag performer lip sync to this song, and it almost made me cry. And that's what I think about. So it's an emotional level.
See, the only reason a drag queen should make you cry is because they hurt themselves or their makeup.
Or they're hurting you.
Or they're
physical
hurting
abuse.
You. Yes, that's true. That's true, too. Now, I do know Victoria Monet only because my Gail King, I watch CBS Mornings every single morning when I'm not doing your show on SiriusXM.
Hey.
And I love my Gail King. And she was speaking with a Miss Victoria Monet. And she seems real sweet. She is, I believe, I hope I'm getting this right, like one of the most nominated queer artists in history.
Wow.
Like in a single year or something.
I'm not familiar.
Oh.
This is where you pick up, I stop.
Did I?
I don't know her.
Wow. Yeah. I have my finger on the pulse, clearly.
I don't support queer artists.
Well, speaking of queer artists, not queer artists, but queer people love her. Olivia Rodrigo for Vampire. I have no idea what that song is.
I do. Yes, I fully support. Again, I'm a female angst artist. That is who I am in my core. I love the first album. I know this album is even better, critically acclaimed. There's something, I think this is also why I'm old, but when I hear someone cussing and saying the F word so much in a bunch of songs, like, I don't know, sometimes it takes me out. I battle road rage.
Okay.
So when I'm amped up, mm-hmm. I don't need to hear, or I don't choose to hear someone giving me some, I need to calm down.
I feel you. Don't trust me. I mean, I don't have road rage, but I have a good friend of ours, I should say. I think you know him, Elliot Glazer, who past guest on this podcast, longtime friend of mine.
He passed gas on this podcast?
Yes, he did, probably. He eats a lot of protein. But he has horrible road rage as well. And so I'm a passenger of road rage. And so I can relate.
That's worse.
Yes, it is, because I don't have road rage. I'm not a road rage person. It takes everything for me to honk.
I'm working on it. And what has really helped is to not listen to music, but to listen to Barbara Streisand reading her book on the slow setting.
On the slow setting?
Mm-hmm.
How? You're gonna finish that book in 2030.
I already finished it. I was so addicted to it. I started in like November. And I finished the whole thing, and it really did calm me down behind the wheel. When I'm hearing her talk about ice cream, food, brownies without walnuts, whatever, it makes me say, you know what? You go right ahead and cut me off. Cut me off again. Actually, you take my parking space.
Take your time. Take your time.
Yeah.
Barbara's talking.
All the time in the word.
Well, the last two nominees for Record of the Year are Taylor Swift, Anti-Hero. What did you think of Taylor Swift's album this year? I mean, you know what I thought of it.
I liked it a lot. I loved it.
Really?
I went to see her live. Yes.
Did you have a friendship bracelet?
No.
No, you didn't.
No. And I really struggled to get through the show because the people around me were so highly annoying.
Oh, how so?
Dressing in costume and screaming stuff to her, like she's paying attention to every word you say. Like she can't hear you.
Were
and she's
you close?
Not gonna...
Did you have good seats?
I was very close. I have one of my very good friends is one of her backup singers who only has great things.
You know, we this is such an up. LA gay thing to say. Yeah, no, I know someone who knows thing. Someone.
She was my friend Camila Marshall was one of the my co-stars in Hairspray, and she is the greatest. And at the last minute, I wasn't even planning on it. I was like, "Can I see you for coffee? I'm not going to go to your show." And she was like, "Actually, if you want to come,
Well, that's fun. Now I feel bad because I shit on an artist that one of your friends is employed by.
No, it's all good. I see the cultural perspective listen, when I go through the news every day about what's happening and every headline is
Taylor Swift something.
Conservatives think that she's a psyop.
Yeah. What is happening?
I don't. Let's move on.
So, yeah. That's what I mean. That now, because pop culture is so boring, it has spilled over into politics, which we know is inherently boring, but Taylor Swift is even becoming a part of that now.
What must that be like?
Everyone is bored. Well, the final nominee is SZA of Kill Bill. I know some of the TikTok trends involving SZA, but I don't know a lot of, I don't know much of Kill Bill, to be honest.
I think it'll win.
You think so?
I think SZA will win.
Oh, no? What makes you say that?
I don't know. I just think it's pop. It's cool. Yeah. It's indie. It's mainstream. It's everything all at once. Mm-hmm. Everything everywhere all at once.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I just love her.
I mean, okay. I'll trust you on that because I know nothing. So there. That's my pick as well.
I think they also need to launch someone like that. I think she needs to go from this level
she needs it.
Yeah.
Totally.
Let's give it to her.
I completely agree with that. Well, I'm not going to go over each other category, but I just want to throw out some other nominations that are out there. I was Lana Del Rey in Album of the Year. I feel like that was a surprise. And I feel like there's two camps on Lana. I personally think that it's depressing music and I don't listen to it because it just makes me want to do bad things to myself. But other people, many people in my lives love a Miss Lana Del Rey, and she's never really been a big Grammys sort of hit. So like her getting Album of the Year nomination feels kind of wild. What's your take on Lana?
Believe it or not, I was second row of the SNL performance, that first one that is insanely memed.
Yeah.
I don't believe that one.
Yeah.
And I have been a fan since day one. I sometimes can't listen to it, but I understand. She stuck it out and is like, I'm going to stay here until I'm so alternative that you see me as critically.
Yes. I like her personality.
I do too.
I love her personality. I love how she handles being herself in the media.
She's a true artist.
She's a true artist, but she's also kind of funny in, I don't think, an intentional way, but I think it is still funny. And she, like, even the stunt of her working at IHOP or whatever, like, what was that about? Like
Waffle House.
Or Waffle House, thank you.
Yeah, I don't know. She was just there, I think, for a long time and thought it would be funny if she was joking around with the waitress, like, oh, what if I put on your thing? And I, took a photo.
It's just crazy, but yet also kind of incredible.
And the guy she's dating or was dating is, I'm very intrigued by that.
Yeah.
I forget his name, but.
I don't know his name either. It's not the cop anymore, though. That ended badly, right?
Oh, did it? Oh, I don't know.
I think it did.
She was dating a proud bisexual, which I find.
Oh, well. I mean.
Intriguing.
I feel like proud bisexual. I would never say I'm a proud gay man. Like, I mean, do we have to be proud? Like, I don't know. I feel like only bisexuals are proud. Like everyone else is just like, I'm just this.
I did see, I fell into a TikTok rabbit hole about people who are proudly ace, which is a new asexual.
Oh, asexual. Okay.
Yeah.
Again, you don't need proud before that. Like it's one of those things. You just don't need it.
Well, I think you and I, again, not to get too specific about how old everyone is, but I'm like sweet spot of Gen X.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, or like actually the last year, but like I definitely am a little bit like, I don't need to go to a parade. Like I've never been not proud. I've been always.
I will admit I am definitely a millennial and in that bracket, but I am definitely in the camp of, please just stop with the rainbows and the parades. I can't take it. Let's just all sit down and have a nice little cocktail and have a conversation. You know what I mean?
Well, I like the idea of the rainbows in the right. It's more like,
I support it, but I don't want to be involved.
Yeah. I just kind of more observe.
Yes.
I'm not in the center of the parade, but yes. I like to be on the outskirts yes. saying, okay, good for you, but I'm going to.
I'm the successful lesbian coffee shop owner who will donate, but don't ask me to go.
Right. I'm also just too tired.
Yeah, I'm too tired. I'm the Aunt Jackie of homosexuals. I just can't.
Yes.
Like from Roseanne, just please, just let me be weird and to myself and keep like do my thing and go fly, be free. But I'm not. I'm wearing the weird sweaters.
And pride for me is showing up every day at work and being and talking about whatever gayness is natural to come out.
I
don't look cute in rainbow. I look good in a solid color.
Oh, same. Oh my God, same. Well, at the SEA event, she required us to wear red. Everyone had to wear red. So essentially, it just seemed like one big, you know, corporate meeting for Target employees. It just literally everyone looked like Alex from Target, and it just it became. But yet not as good, not as hot as Alex from Target. So it just sort of was weird, you know? It was a weird. I'm a black person. I wear black all the time.
Yeah, red's not my color. I can do a solid.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel that. Well, the last nominee I want to talk about is Jack Antonoff, who he is sort of, I mean, obviously lead singer of Bleachers, past Fun, but yet he's the producer both for Lana Del Rey and for Taylor Swift, kind of like I don't know how to describe him even like indie. He's not alt because he's definitely mainstream with Taylor Swift. So like he's sort of just like he is a boy genius. Sorry, band, but he is a boy genius.
Yeah. I listened to his tracks. He has figured out the secret sauce.
Yes.
He truly has figured out the literal ear candy, little tiny things in every song. They sound very sparsely produced, but every second is curated to make your ears jizz.
Yes.
Bleachers, Lord. All of them that he touches, they all have, if you go through the track itself, little brink here and a drum beat there, they're just magic for your ears.
Yeah. So I am a big fan of Bleachers, I will say. Even though I don't care about music, I am a big fan of Bleachers, which there you go.
Same.
Maybe I'm evolving.
I love Bleachers. I like the Bleachers album from 10 years ago.
Oh, I didn't know there was one 10 years ago. Maybe it was 10 years ago and I still listen to it and don't realize it's 10 years ago.
I think that's probably it. Is it white and black?
Yes, it is.
That's 2018.
Oh, wow.
Not 10 years ago, but it's, or maybe it's 2012. It's been a while.
It's been a minute. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
Wow. Well,
love Bleachers.
I do want to ask you, outside of the Grammy nominations, I want to know, because this is an experience that I have, and maybe it's why I have a complicated relationship with music, but I distinctly remember when I was a kid, hiding. So I would like sort of artists like Bette Midler or like, you know, Whitney Houston or Janet Jackson or whatever, but they weren't cool to listen to in my school at the time because everyone was listening to like Dave Matthews Band and shit. Like they were listening to like crap and I wasn't listening to those things. And so I would hide my Bette Midler CD in like a Dave Matthews Band CD album just so that no one would see what I or know what I was listening to. And as someone who is musically inclined, who also is a homosexual, I want to know, were you ever embarrassed to openly admit the music that you loved? Or do you have that experience now?
Wow, there's so much in that. Yes, I was, because I was trying to, I was always a singer and I was always trying to like be you know, obsessed so I could get a job in a Broadway show. So I was like, I was hiding some Les Mis and Phantom of the Opera and Miss Saigon cast recordings, you know. But after a while, I was I found enough people who liked what I liked, and I wasn't that ashamed, actually. But when I was in school, I'm older than you, there was a shift in music. There was no Britney Spears, there was no pop music hadn't really happened yet.
I know. Zoom does that. Anyone listening, a Zoom thumbs up just popped up on the video because AI is taking over everything.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I was Pearl Jam, Nirvana.
Okay. You were grunge.
Soundgarden.
Right?
Yeah. So it was a little bit like, there are no rules. Listen to. And so people would be like, oh, that's hilarious and funny that you're listening to Phantom of the Opera. That must be super hardcore and hilarious and dumb. It wasn't snobby yet. It was kind of like do what you want to do. And I also had fairly good taste.
Oh, if you don't say so yourself.
Like at the time, I lost it along the way. Well, but as a kid, I kind of did.
When you were able then to like go full into musical theater situations, were you sort of in like a mecca of being able to openly be like, I love this Showcast album and I love this song by Barbra Streisand and I love whatever. Was that like a freeing thing for you? Because I don't feel like I've ever kind of had that.
I ended up becoming a bad Broadway gay because I ditched all that and kind of, I did enough to get into shows and to memorize certain songs, but I always stayed true to my kind of grungy 90s roots. I was always more that. And so when I got to Broadway shows, I stood out because I didn't have a musical theater book for auditions. It wasn't like, can you sing Curly from Oklahoma? It was like, you know, I could sing Melissa Etheridge or whatever.
Oh, Melissa Etheridge. I did back in the day, I did enjoy a Melissa Etheridge moment. I remember that. Come to my window.
But no, no, no,
I didn't like that Gwyneth Paltrow wanted to come to her window.
I don't like that either. Yeah. You know, I sang that song for my Six Flags audition for the country music show, which I booked. And I talk about that in my solo show. You'll see it when you come.
Wow. Yes. I cannot wait. That's why. Mm. Well, just to explain people for the reference, Gwyneth Paltrow, I believe, was in the music video for Come to My Window. She was in one of the music videos from Melissa Etheridge during that period.
Was it that or was it?
Juliette Lewis as well.
I Want to Come Over might have been.
Oh, it might have been that. It might have been that. I mean, let's be real. They're all kind of the same.
They are from that album. Yes, I Am.
They all are basically the same song. Sorry, Melissa Etheridge.
Ooh. Yeah, she's very rich. She didn't give a shit.
She's doing fine. One of my favorite Melissa Etheridge song moments ever is when she won the Academy Award for her song for An Inconvenient Truth. Mm-hmm. And she made some joke about how it was the first time she ever held a little naked man. And I thought it was one of the funniest things. To this day, it is still one of the funniest things I've ever gone over. Well, I want to go over... Because I don't know a lot of artists, I just kind of want to do like your hot take on some particular artist and just sort of get a sense of where you are with pop culture at this moment.
Okay, now I'm going to do what I like when people come on my show and do, and that I'm going to go extra hot even if I don't know what I'm talking about.
Please. Oh my God, please. Yes. Some are modern, some are not. Okay, here we go. Okay. Taylor Swift.
Garbage.
Oh, wow.
No, I love her. Love her.
Typical gay bar response. Really harsh. Take it all back and let's soften it for a second. Take it all back. Whitney Houston.
The greatest of all time. My favorite.
Truly. Did you watch the biopic though?
I did. It does. None of that's ever going to be okay. People really missed out. Doesn't matter how good AI is. Doesn't matter how good a hologram ever becomes. You will never understand what it was like to live in this world while she was on the earth presently singing. No voice has ever been better.
I don't know if you, maybe because we would have overlapped in ages of like schooling years. Did they ever use her version of the national anthem for your morning sort of like I Pledge Allegiance situation?
This is when we know that you grew up in San Francisco, right?
No, I did not. I grew up in St. Louis, Missouri.
Y'all got songs for the... No, we had an old white mean person saying, everybody pray to Jesus right this very second. There was no Whitney Houston. There was no singing.
Well,
we did
not get that. It was so big and it was so lauded that like it just became what at least all the schools in my area were doing. They were like, well, I mean, no one's ever done it better.
It's the only version.
It's the only version. Oh, my God. Okay, Kelly Clarkson.
The best white singer.
I mean, truly. It's kind of true. When she did, Cher had that horrible Christmas song come out this year. Mm-hmm. The DJ play My Christmas or Christmas.
Oh,
song.
My God. When she covered it.
When Kelly Clarkson covered it, I was like, Kelly, just please just do this album.
Yep.
It was so good.
Her voice is unstoppable.
How does she do it? Especially after...
That's natural.
I was going to say something, but I'm not. I was going to be mean. I was going to be catty, but I'm not going to do it. And I'll tell you after we stop recording.
I bet I know what you were going to say.
You know exactly what I was going to say. Because I'm on it too. Okay. Madonna.
I want my money back.
I will say, Madonna played a huge... Of all musical artists when I was a kid, Madonna was like up there. Like I remember being at one of those Lone Star like steak like chain restaurants, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And when the Ray of Light album came out, and there was a Street Side Records next door to Lone Star or whatever the fuck it's called. And I snuck out. I said I had to go to the bathroom, and I think it's going to be a long one. And I went out the front door, the front door of the restaurant. I had saved my money up for the deluxe album just to go next door to Streetside to buy it. And then I stuffed that stuff down my pants, came back to the dinner.
Wow, you were such a secret smuggler of music.
I was.
I wish you could go back in time and tell little H. Allen, be proud of that. Because Ray of Light is one of the best albums ever created.
It's
and
true.
You were right.
I know I was. I was right. But the problem is I was also in a Mormon family. It was like,
of course,
awkward to have a Madonna album at the table.
Girl, I get it. She was banned in my house. We weren't allowed to even listen.
Yeah.
But I love her. She doesn't need me. She's got plenty of fans. I didn't. I'm such a early morning person. I'm not a night owl. I was at opening night of the Barclays Center show. She was real fucking late.
Wow.
And I didn't appreciate it. And I love her. Please go see her show. It is the best show ever. It just wasn't for me.
Yeah, being late is too much. Being late is too much. Okay, Nicki Minaj. I'm scared.
Accountability.
Oh, interesting.
Get some. Go get some.
Interesting.
I love and support and a forever Barb, but for now, get some consultation before you act.
I like
before
that.
You speak out.
Have a PR training situation.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. That is helpful for so many people.
99% of the time, top notch, love every single thing she does. Didn't love the past week.
Yeah, this past week has been. It hasn't been great. No, it hasn't been great.
Impulse control.
Beyonce.
Okay. Literally perfect.
Now, see, okay, this is interesting. I enjoy a Beyonce. I do.
Did you see the film?
Which one? Oh, that one.
The Renaissance film.
I feel like she's done. Well, she did the Lion King film too, and she did other things.
I said the same thing. You have to see the movie. Did you see the concert?
No, because I don't do live music. I mean, I'll go to your show.
Fine, but you need to see the Renaissance film to see what was all.
Isn't
happening
it like
in
three hours? Like, I mean, a Beyonce film does not need to be the same length as Schindler's List. It doesn't.
It's the show. It's her concert. And you're going to want to see it. And I promise you, take my advice. You will say, oh, now I get it. And you don't want to have to come back and say you're sorry. So just say, put on your list.
Okay. I'll watch it when it's streaming and I'll let you know. But I think that's too long for any show for me. I'm just saying.
I have maybe 3 minutes of attention span.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad I spent my time watching that movie. I would see it again.
Okay.
It's incredible. Just to see what an artist is doing. She's doing something really incredible.
Okay. Janet Jackson.
Really nice.
Oh, you know her.
I met her once and I was producing a show and she came on. It was one of those shows where like I could have been fired had something gone wrong with the talent, you know?
Yeah.
And she made my day and she made the whole show. She came, popped in and out, was super sweet to work with, chill AF and super nice. I was never a big Janet fan musically. I appreciate it. I love it. I support it. Yeah. It's not what I seek out to listen to, but I love her. She's so sweet.
Her Rhythm Nation and Madonna's I'm Breathless, the Dick Tracy soundtrack album, are my two first albums that I ever owned.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I also have, when I was a couple years later, when she came out with the Janet album, I really wanted it, but my Mormon grandmother saw the album cover because her navel was on the cover or whatever, and she was like, I will not buy that. And we were at Venture in St. Louis, Missouri, suburb of St. Louis, Kirkwood, and it's a chain, doesn't exist anymore. And so I stuffed Janet down my pants, again, more
You're
stealing.
Stuffing
and,
so many
and
things
I gave,
down your pants.
I gave my grandma, Amy Grant, that baby album to buy because that was the Christian friendly one. And you know what? Both are fantastic.
This is how gay guys end up being so good at being sneaky. We had to think of that shit when we were little kids.
Yeah. 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 It's true.
But I stuffed a pack of cigarettes down my pants in Cancun. My dad got a free trip. And for some reason he and I went instead of him and my mom. And we went and we went to amazing visited amazing local cuisine like Wendy's. And I did the calculations in my brain. I was 12 and I thought, oh, I can buy cigarettes. Yeah. I just wanted to try one. I bought a pack of cigarettes in the gift shop of the hotel we were at, stuffed it in my pants and smuggled them home on a Southwest flight back to my house. Smoked one, barfed, never smoked again until I was 20.
Oh, wow. I smoked for 10 years. In Germany is when I started. When I was
what was your brand?
Oh, well, I switched over the years, but I started with... Marlboro.
Parliament Lights?
No, Marlboro.
Okay.
And then I went to The Camels. I went to Camel. And then I had a Parliament Lights moment because I thought they were fancy because they had that long filter with the thing, you know?
A divot,
mm-hmm. Yes. But then I ended my last brand, and this is when you know, this is why my voice probably sounds the way it does to this day. I ended with Pall Mall Reds. That was...
Bam.
Yeah, that was my last.
That's
I had
real.
That for 2 years and then was like, no more. We're done smoking.
Now, you say you don't like live music, but did you ever go to a concert, and what was the first one?
I did. Well, the first one when I was a kid, so I was like brought to, was Belinda Carlisle when she was doing Heaven on Earth. I was a very little child, but it was at Six Flags Mid-America, and she was performing, and it was fantastic. And then later on, I learned that Diane Keaton, one of my heroes, style heroes, personal heroes, you know, I love her to death. She directed the music video, Heaven on Earth.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. So
all those
little Earths flying through the air and stuff in that video, that's all Diane Keaton's crazy idea.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Didn't know.
What was yours?
John Denver.
Oh. Rocky Mountain High, Colorado. Is that what it is? I don't know. Is that him? Yes.
My parents dragged me, you know, it was like a Singing with the Symphony or something. And then it was Bobby McFerrin, Don't Worry, Be Happy. And then it was the Beach Boys, which apparently is like a really cool one.
Oh, I know Bobby McFerrin's daughter. She's also a very talented singer.
I've heard that.
Yes, she was a guest on my other podcast, You're Making It Worse, and she's fantastic.
Wow.
Yeah.
It was a great show. I don't remember. I was very, very young.
Nice. Well, my last artist I want to know from you, and this is a personal one because she's kind of therapy for me. It's the only, of all musical artists, the one I turn to calm down is Adele. Tell me, thoughts on Adele.
Greatest vocalist of all time. I mean, it's so good. And to transcend in our day and age, it's hearkening back to like the Barbaras of the world, actually, to be honest. Like almost like a traditional, almost like a musical theater or not classical is what I'm trying to say, but a legit type of song transcends to the pop chart is unheard of.
It's truly. I mean, I'm a horrible flyer. I'm really bad at flying, and not just because I'm fat. And I am terrified because I'm just terrified. I'm a bad flyer. And so on takeoff and landing and any bumps, Adele immediately comes on.
I love an easy listening. I love a soft rock. I love Coast 103 FM. Oh, so anything that's ever close to that is my jam. And I love a female singer more than I don't love male singers as much. But there was a period of time, I believe it was even last Christmas, two Christmases ago, when everyone was taking Water Under the Bridge and twerking to it. Have you seen these videos?
This no, but now I'm
my
going
life.
To. Wow.
My life. It was... There was a certain dance. It was Megan Thee Stallion, actually.
Wow.
It was, there was, they were doing Water Under the Bridge to the choreography of like P-U-S-S-Y. And it is brilliant. Elves in certain malls were doing it. Kids in their living rooms.
That is wild to me.
Water Under the Bridge is my favorite Adele song.
That's a pretty great song. I've been listening a lot lately because her last album didn't do crazy, crazy well, but I've been listening to I Drink Wine a lot, and I love that song. And it's just, I mean, I don't even need to drink wine with it. I just think that if you're going to die, either in a plane situation or whatever, I think it's cool to say that Adele is the last thing you listen to. It means you're classy and maybe have a smart book that you've never read on the bedstand next to you.
You are so 100%. Correct about that. Like I sometimes think if I'm driving through my road rage and I think if I were to die, if like what's on the radio right now?
Yeah.
And I definitely don't want it to be the audiobook of A Little Life because that is bleak.
Yeah. And you don't want it to be some dumb podcast or anything. Like you want like you, the last thing you're listening to. Do you really want that to be the sound of some of Joe Rogan?
No.
Yeah.
You want it to be Adele.
You want it to be Adele. Thank you. So my advice is just listen to Adele a lot.
All the time.
All the time. Just all the time.
John, she wants that too.
I love you. This is so much
I
fun.
Love you too.
Where can people see your shows, follow you? You're going all over the world. You're doing all kinds of crazy things. How can people listen to you?
Listen to SiriusXM Radio, Channel 102, every morning with Andy Cohen in the mornings. My show on Tuesdays at 8 a.m. Pacific. You can follow me at John Arthur Hill on Instagram. I'm going to be in L.A. March 1st, D.C. March 13th, New York City March 15th, Seattle April 30th. Anyway, I'm going to be all over. So come see me live. That's where it's all happening. And then again, April 7th, I believe. You might be a guest star.
Yes.
If you're still open to that.
Of course I'm still open to it. Of course I am.
Please
and
come.
They can listen to you every single morning, right? Every single morning on Sirius or every Monday?
Monday through Thursday.
Thursday, yes.
Andy Cohen Live. Yeah.
I love that. I love that. Well, John, thank you so much.
Thank you. I love you so much. Thank you for having me.
Let me know what you thought of today's episode. I'm H. Allen Scott on everything. And leave a little rating and review wherever you're listening to this. It really does help the podcast. And for the latest news and podcasts, head to Newsweek.com and follow Newsweek on all the social platforms. And while you're at Newsweek.com, be sure to subscribe to my newsletter, For the Culture. It's fun. It goes out twice a week. We're covering everything this award season. So prepare for some unhinged content, but it's fun. Until then, watch something fun and have a great day.